Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary.
With Professor Jennifer Curtin. Morena, how are you, Jennifer?
I'm good, thank you.
It's lovely to have you on the show. Last political commentary for the year as well, and some butty topics to get through this morning. We're going to chat a little bit about food insecurity, also the Climate Change Commission and their commissioners, and also you've suggested we talk a little bit about the winners and losers of this year. So let's start with food insecurity, because that's obviously a big thing around, around Christmas time as well. But what specifically about this concerns you?
Well, what we know from the Auckland City Mission is that there are approximately 500,000 New Zealanders who are too poor to afford appropriate food, and it's this time of the year when we're all on hot, you know, those of us who can eat well go off and splurge, and there are families out there, many of whom are, you know, there's often an assumption that everyone who's poor is on a benefit, but actually there are a lot of working poor in New Zealand, and these people are in receipt of food packages for Christmas from Auckland City Mission. And so their general manager, Helen Robinson, is calling on the government not just to think about this as a child poverty issue, but to think about food poverty and how we need to measure this so that we actually know, have more evidence about who's too poor to actually be able to afford good food.
How can you measure this? How can you measure food poverty?
Well, we used to run surveys of people in New Zealand, random samples, and then do work off it. But we haven't run a decent survey on food security and food insecurity in New Zealand for over 10 years. So this is something that Helen is very keen to see kick-started again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feeds into, you know, broader understandings of growing inequality. So there are a lot of people that have enough, if not too much, and we know that food waste is a really big issue. But it also feeds into a broader crisis around, it's about the affordability of those who are less well off, in terms of both housing as well as food. And so the trade-offs that some of these families are having to make is just really sad. And it's Christmas time that the Auckland City Mission really are able to shine a light on something that's a perennial problem, but it's this time of the year that we notice it most.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's not, you know, as you're saying, it isn't necessarily just a problem for this time of the year, but I guess it becomes incredibly apparent when it is sort of a major topic that people are thinking about as well. Let's talk a little bit now about the Climate Change Commission and the new commissioners. Can you start by explaining to us what is the Climate Change Commission?
So it's with the Zero Carbon Act that was passed earlier this year, in the second half of the year, part of that new legislation required the setting up of a Climate Change Commission, which is independent of government and provides advice to governments on how to meet their emission reduction targets that have been put into law, and they're even sort of going to be able to draft emissions budgets and for governments that they can follow if they want to help meet those targets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of modelled on something that exists already in the UK. It doesn't have the power to demand that the government adhere to this. It's more advisory, and that's partly because it wouldn't have got through. New Zealand First wouldn't have given it the tick if it had been, you know, an independent commission holding the government to account.
Mm.
So I suppose, or making them do it, which is in a way kind of the way the Human Rights Commission works, and the human rights legislation. We know, you know, governments can breach that if they choose, with, you know, no real consequences. So, but, you know, this is a really important, you know, first step,
mm-hmm.
and there's some real heavy hitters on it. So there's seven commissioners, and some of them have 5-year terms and others have between 2 and 5 years. But they're a real mix of experts. So there are those with agribusiness experience as well as those who are like climate change scientists,
mm-hmm.
and economists. The chair is a guy who used to chair the Reserve Bank. He's been a vice chancellor. So, you know, and we have indigenous, you know, we have Māori experts there as well. So we're really looking at, I think, a really cool, potentially powerful lineup of unafraid people to really take the, you know, hold the government to account on emission targets.
Well, it'd be really interesting to see how it rolls out, I guess, and how the commission sort of kicks off as well. When will we sort of start to see action, I guess, or recommendations from the commission, do you think?
Well, I mean, they'll start work, I suppose, next year. And, you know, and then we have a budget coming up in May. One would imagine that they'll be watching that. But there'll be other things that they can independently put on their agenda and do research and put reports out on. So I would imagine they won't muck around. And I'd imagine that James Shaw, who sees this as a real win, that they'll want some evidence that the commission is working well before the election.
Well, let's talk now about the winners and losers of this year, as you've put it. Who exactly, in your mind, is a winner and a loser across this year?
Well, this year I went and had a look at what some of the media outlets were, you know, talking about in terms of the space, rather than just judging it, because it's always interesting to see how different people from different sides of the political spectrum are accounting for this. So what I thought was really interesting is that the list of winners seems to go right across the political spectrum. So obviously Jacinda Ardern, Chloe Swarbrick's there for her work, especially if the cannabis legislation gets up, then people are saying it's going to be down to her, James Shaw. But Bridges for really hanging on in there this year is seen as the winner, and, you know, keeping his party up in the polls. David Seymour for his end-of-life bill work. And some are less fond of New Zealand First, Winston Peters and Shane Jones. But we're also seeing, we know that people in Northland, a lot of communities in Northland, are really happy with the work that New Zealand First is doing to make sure that through the Provincial Growth Fund, but also in other ways, like the Ports of Auckland, that Northland's not getting forgotten in the broader mix of what happens in public policy. So in a sense, all the parties that are represented in Parliament have some winning element to them. But in terms of not winning, I'm not going to call them losers, but I think...
winners and not winners.
yeah, less winning, or, you know, doing less well. You'd have to say people aren't giving good scores to some of Labor's cabinet ministers. So they've had sort of money to play with, and but around housing and also health, but also in the behavioural, you know, scandal sort of side of things. There's fewer, we'd expect to see more winners, I think, out of a government than in terms of people than what we have seen. Grant Robertson doesn't really get a mention at all, actually, which is interesting. And I think the other thing is perhaps the National Party will be disappointed that there's an absence of other opposition members on the winners list. So you don't see Judith Collins there, you don't see Paula Bennett there. There's no other mentions, really. It's only Simon Bridges, and the reason why he's there is because he's hanging on, you know. So, and the Nat's going negative on Law and Order. So I suppose that's what's seen as the sort of the losses this year. But, you know, probably more ticks, you know, more upsides across the spectrum politically than downsides perhaps.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show this year, and we're looking forward to having you back again in the new year. Are you doing anything nice for Christmas?
I am. I'm getting on in the car this afternoon, and I'm going to Whangamata.
Oh, beautiful.
So just pahutakawa, barbecues and swimming and stuff. But thank you so much to you and your team for the amazing work you do in the mornings, and it's always a pleasure to listen to you.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. That's really lovely. Well, we're looking forward to having you back in the new year. I hope you enjoy the pahutakawa.
Okay.
See you soon. Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.